Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. This morning, I have Ken Fate in the studio with me. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Ken is the Legislative Information Officer here in Sitka. And on the phone, we have Kate Burkhart. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
She is the Alaska State Ombudsman. And can you hear us okay, Kate?
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful. Kate, do you mind just explaining to us what the Ombudsman Office is?
The Office of the Ombudsman was established by the Alaska State Legislature to be a nonpartisan and objective organization that investigates when a citizen has a complaint against a state agency. And then if the Ombudsman finds that there was an error or mistake by the state agency, the Ombudsman has the authority to make recommendations for how to fix that problem. The office does not have enforcement authority, so once we make recommendations, it's up to the legislature and the executive branch, the governor and the heads of state agencies, to implement those recommendations. We often are able to resolve citizens' complaints informally with the agency, but sometimes we do make public recommendations when it's an issue of public policy.
Awesome. And so you will be in town tomorrow, Friday, May 11th, right, from 1 to 4 p.m.? You'll be
Yes.
here for office hours, and that's at the Legislative Information Office. And Ken, do you mind telling us where that's at?
Yeah, I'd love to, Tina. This is the Legislative Information Office in its most recent location, which is in the Totem Square Complex. That's the parking lot just adjacent to the downtown grassy square with the totem pole in the middle. And so the Legislative Information Office is situated facing that parking lot right in between the Totem Square Inn and the AT&T retail store. So that's where you'll find us. And the appointments are walk-in between 1 and 4. So that's something that if you have some time in between that space, feel free to come on down. And it sounds to me like, Kate, you'll try to make time to see everybody that might come in.
And Kate, do you mind just giving us maybe some examples of things that people could come talk to you about?
Sure. So we have jurisdiction over all state agencies. So if you have a complaint about your permanent fund dividend or benefits from the Department of Health and Social Services or an issue with the Department of Fish and Game, all of those would be examples of complaints that we can look at. If you have a complaint about the city of Sitka, that's not something that we have jurisdiction to look at, nor could we deal with complaints about federal agencies. But definitely, if the complaint is about a state agency, then we have the ability to look into it, and if we document a problem, to recommend a solution.
You know, I'd like to follow up with a question. Do you have any general examples of issues that the office has worked on in the past?
Sure. So we just released a report this week about problems with delays in public assistance cases. And so examples would include things like waiting several months to hear about your eligibility for food stamps or Medicaid. We often hear from folks who are engaged with the Office of Children's Services who feel like their case is not going well. So those would be specific examples.
And then another follow-up there is, we've talked in the past, and this might help guide folks as to whether or not they want to come down and talk with you on Friday. There's, I think, typically a first step when you address somebody's problem, which is to verify that they've taken the appropriate steps within a department or an organization to address the complaint in the normal channels before seeing the Ombudsman. Is that correct?
That is correct. We do want agencies to have the chance to solve the problem directly with the citizen. So we do ask that you've at least tried to solve the problem with the agency. We do recognize, though, that some folks may not feel comfortable or may not have the ability to do that, and not all agencies have a really clear way to make complaints. So we do ask that you at least tell the agency you're having a problem and give them the chance to solve it. But there are some exceptions.
And Kate, if people aren't able to come during these office hours, is there a way that people can contact your office outside of this specific time?
Sure. So they can call our intake staff at 269-5290 and make a complaint or request a complaint form on the phone. We also have the online complaint form at our website, which is ombud.alaska.gov. And you can actually fill out that complaint form straight from your phone. And that's the quickest way to get your problem in front of our staff for review.
What does the staff look like in your office? Is it in Juneau? Is it spread out through the state? How many folks are there?
We have offices in Anchorage and Juneau, and we have 10 positions. Currently, we have 5 investigators and 3 intake staff, and then the ombudsman. And we have 1 vacancy right now. So we have investigators in Juneau and in Anchorage, but we are a statewide organization, and I have prioritized getting out to communities around the state, which is why I'm so excited to partner with the LIO there in Sitka so that I can be available to folks in Sitka.
I was reading the report that you mentioned just a little bit ago, that report on the Division of Public Assistance, and it sounded like three investigators actually went out on site and followed some workers around and looked at workflow and spent some time just using objective eyes looking at how things are done and often in a culture of an office, how they've always been done, and just took a look at that. Does that happen frequently?
In this particular case, because we were doing a systemic investigation about the business operations, it was appropriate. A lot of times, the complaints we get are about a specific state employee's actions, and so it wouldn't make sense for us to shadow that one person. But in this case, because we really were looking at the way the division does business, it was important to see that firsthand and to really understand how it works, you know, minute by minute during the day.
It's fun to talk with folks about your visit coming to Sitka, because a lot of folks say, well, I don't even know what an ombudsman is. Do you encounter that in your day-to-day work life, where you get to educate folks about the fact that this office does exist?
Absolutely. First of all, it's a funny word. And second of all, you're right. A lot of people don't know that this is a resource for them. So it's actually our most important goal in our strategic plan is working toward every Alaskan understanding what the ombudsman does and how it can be of assistance. So opportunities to get into communities and to partner with media and local officials to help spread the word about what we do is really important.
It is a funny word. Do you know anything about the origin of the word?
It comes from Sweden, and as Sweden was moving from a traditional monarchy to a more representative form of government, they established this ombudsman position, which means the people's representative, to be a conduit between the citizenry and government. And so that's where it comes from. And you see the role of the ombudsman throughout the European countries and Canada and Australia. Alaska is one of only 4 states that has a classical ombudsman, the idea of an ombudsman that is completely separate from the executive branch to investigate problems.
Wow. One of 4 states. That's amazing.
Kate, I just have one question for you. If someone was feeling maybe uncomfortable or a little bit nervous about coming to meet with you tomorrow, they have maybe an issue with an agency but wanted to come talk to you but are a little bit nervous, is there something that you would tell them or that they should know before coming?
The laws that created the Office of the Ombudsman state that all complaints to the ombudsman are confidential, which is why we don't release the names of complainants, and we work really hard to protect the privacy of complainants. So the information that's provided to me and my staff is kept strictly confidential by law. And we work with folks to really take seriously their concerns about their confidentiality. So if they're not comfortable walking in tomorrow, they can definitely call and speak with the intake staff. And again, that's a completely confidential call. And we ask people expressly for permission before we contact an agency to talk about their problem. So they have the opportunity to say, no, I don't want you to use my name with the agency. I mean, sometimes that makes it hard to try to solve the problem. But we definitely take very seriously the confidentiality of complaints.
How do you become an ombudsman?
This is a position appointed by the legislature. They go through a selection process, and the selection committee nominates a candidate who is hopefully confirmed by the legislature, and that process happens every 5 years. It's a 5-year term, and the ombudsman can serve up to 3 terms.
How did you become qualified?
Well, I started my career in Alaska with Alaska Legal Services as a public interest lawyer, and then spent a year working for Linda Lord Jenkins, my predecessor here as the state ombudsman, and then spent 10 years in health policy with the state planning councils for behavioral health. And so that array of experience from representing individuals in mostly cases involving basic needs like housing, healthcare, safety, and then several years in public policy, I think, has translated well to this position. My predecessor came from a journalism background, so the focus really is on being able to conduct an objective inquiry into problems and then to look for reasonable and practical solutions.
When I met you in December in Juneau, it was clear you did a presentation for the legislative information officers that were assembled. It was clear that you have a passion for serving the people and representing folks and helping folks and getting the word out that that office is available for everybody. So it's a real honor to have you come down to Sitka, and the Legislative Information Office is happy to host you on Friday.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. This has been a great partnership with you and the Sitka LAO, so thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for talking with us this morning, Kate. If you're just joining us, I have Kate Burkhart on the phone and Ken Fate in the studio. They are talking about office hours that are available tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Legislative Information Office at Totem Square. You can call the LIO office at 747-6276 for more information.
Yep, there'll be a walk-ins from 1 to 4, so you can come down anytime.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.